In a lamplit road, a large tawny owl perches on a street sign, Privet Drive. The owl takes wing and swoops low along the misty road. As it glides silently away through the trees, an upright elderly gentleman appears out of the shadows. He has a flowing white beard and long, silky white hair and wears a pointed black hat. A plump tabby cat sitting on a wall turns its head curiously. The old gentleman walks along the pavement and stops beneath a streetlight. In his hand, he holds a small metal object which he flicks open. He raises the metal object and points it at a street lamp. The light from the lamp flies towards his hand and the lamp goes out. The light from a second street lamp disappears and then a third. When all the lights in the road have been extinguished, the old gentleman lowers the metal object and flicks it shut. He looks over the top of his half-moon glasses at the plump tabby cat.
I should have known that you would be here, Professor McGonagall.
The cat gives a hiccup, and its shadow looms large against the wall. It turns into a stern-looking woman wearing a cloak and a tall pointed black hat with a large brim.
Good evening, Professor Dumbledore. Are the rumours true, Albus?
I'm afraid so, Professor. The good and the bad.
And the boy?
Hagrid is bringing him.
Do you think it wise to trust Hagrid with something as important as this?
Ah, Professor, I would trust Hagrid with my life.
A bright light appears in the sky above the treetops, the lights of a motorcycle. Coattails flying, Hagrid, a huge giant, zooms down and screeches to a halt. Twinkling eyes peer out below dark, bushy eyebrows. He has a huge black beard.
Professor Dumbledore, sir. Professor McGonagall.
No problems, I trust, Hagrid?
No, sir. Little tyke fell asleep just as we were flying over Bristol. Try not to wake him. There you go.
He hands over a small bundle wrapped in a warm blanket.
Albus, do you really think it's safe, leaving him with these people? I've watched them all day. They're the worst sort of muggles imaginable. They really are.
The only family he has.
This boy will be famous. There won't be a child in our world who doesn't know his name.
Exactly. He's far better off growing up away from all of that. Until he is ready.
As Professor Dumbledore gently places the bundle on a doorstep, a tear runs down Hagrid's cheek.
There, Hagrid. It's not really goodbye after all.
The tiny baby has a jagged scar on his forehead. Dumbledore leaves a letter beside him, addressed to Mr. and Mrs. V. Dursley, 4 Privet Drive, Little Whinging, Surrey.
Good luck, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. A boy with a jagged scar on his forehead lies fast asleep.
Up! Get up! Now!
In the cupboard under the stairs, Harry Potter wakes and puts on a pair of large round spectacles mended with sticky tape. A podgy boy crashes down the stairs.
Wake up, cousin! We're going to the zoo!
A shower of dust falls on Harry. The podgy boy rushes into the kitchen.
Birthday, son.
Harry comes in.
Why don't you just cook the breakfast and try not to burn anything?
Yes, Aunt Petunia.
I want everything to be perfect for my Dudley's special day.
Hurry up. Bring my coffee, boy.
Yes, Uncle Vernon.
Aren't they wonderful, darling?
Dudley stares at the huge pile of birthday presents.
How many are there?
36. Counted them myself.
36! Last year I had 37!
Yes, well, some of them are quite a bit bigger than last year.
I don't care how big they are!
No. This is what we're going to do. Is that when we go out, we're going to buy you two new presents. How's that, pumpkin?
Dudley and his mother get into the car with a big bag of sweets. Uncle Vernon wags his car key in Harry's face.
I'm warning you now, boy. Any funny business, any at all, and you won't have any meals for a week. Giddy.
In the reptile house at the zoo, Dudley stares at the sleeping python.
Make it move!
Vernon bangs on the glass.
Move!
Move! He's asleep! He's boring.
Harry looks at the snake sympathetically.
Sorry about him. He doesn't understand what it's like, lying there day after day, watching people press their ugly faces in on you.
The python lifts its head and winks.
Can you hear me?
It flicks its tongue and nods.
It's just... I've never talked to a snake before. Do you? I mean, do you talk to people often?
It shakes its head.
You're from Burma, aren't you? Was it nice there? Do you miss your family?
The python looks at a sign, bred in captivity.
I see. That's me as well. I never knew my parents either.
Mummy! Dad, come here! Can't believe what this snake is doing!
Dudley knocks Harry aside. Suddenly, the glass partition disappears. Dudley tumbles over the rail. He falls headfirst into the pond inside the snake's enclosure. Dudley sits spluttering in the pond as the snake slithers over the wooden rail and down onto the floor beside Harry. The python raises its head and stares straight at him.
Thanks.
Any time.
Visitors scatter in all directions. The huge snake slithers along the floor and escapes to freedom out of the door of the reptile house. Dripping wet, Dudley scrambles to his feet, but the glass window has reappeared. He is trapped in the snake house. He bangs desperately on the glass. His mother screams with horror. Uncle Vernon spots Harry laughing and glares at him suspiciously. Back at 4 Privet Drive. Vernon grabs Harry by the hair.
What happened?
I swear I don't know! The woman in the glass was there and then it was gone. It was like magic.
Vernon locks him into the cupboard under the stairs.
There's no such thing as magic.
A tawny owl flies low over Privet Drive and drops a letter. Inside number 4, Harry picks up the post from the doormat. 2 letters and a postcard. One of the letters is sealed with wax. Harry's eyes widen with surprise as he reads the address written in emerald green ink. Mr. H. Potter, the cupboard under the stairs, 4 Privet Drive, Little Winging, Surrey. As he walks slowly into the kitchen, still staring at the envelope, Dudley snatches the letter out of his hand.
Oh, Marge is ill at a funny well.
Dad, look, Harry's got a letter!
Hey, give it back, it's mine!
Yours? I'll be writing to you.
Uncle Vernon turns the letter over and looks at the coat of arms on the back. He stares at his wife with horror. Harry looks confused. An owl drops another letter, which flies into the letterbox at number 4. The big bird joins 2 more perched on the TV aerial. Uncle Vernon tears up 3 identical letters addressed to Harry.
No more mail through this letterbox.
Harry peeps out of his cupboard and sees his uncle blocking up the letterbox. Aunt Petunia sees Uncle Vernon off to work. She stares at the owls perched on the car roof rack.
Have a lovely day at the office, dear.
Shoo!
Petunia touches his arm. 5 more letters lie on the path at their feet. Inside the house, Harry watches helplessly as his uncle burns the envelopes one by one. Vernon smiles at him sadistically as he pokes the fire and the flames turn the letters to ashes. Harry hands round a plate of biscuits as Vernon relaxes in his armchair.
Fine.
fine day, Sunday. In my opinion, best day of the week. Why is that, Dudley?
Because there's no post on Sundays.
Right you are, Harry. No post on Sunday. Ha! No blasted lettuce today! No, sir! Not one single bloody letter! Not one!
Harry peers through the net curtains. Hundreds of owls are perched on the rooftops and cars in Privet Drive.
No, sir! Not one blasted miserable...
A letter shoots down the chimney and flies past his nose. Vernon blinks with surprise, then covers his ears as a rushing wind seems to fill the room. Suddenly, a flurry of letters cascades down the chimney and out into the sitting room. Terrified, Dudley jumps onto his mother's lap. Harry chortles with glee as even more letters hurtle down the chimney. Like a snowstorm, the envelopes cover the carpet and whirl around the room above their heads. Harry catches a letter and makes a dash for the cupboard under the stairs.
Give me that letter!
Uncle Vernon grabs him round the waist.
Get off!
Dudley and his mother escape into the hall.
They're my letters! They've got me!
More letters burst through the letterbox.
We're going away! Far away! Where they can't find us!
Dudley's gone mad, hasn't he?
Dudley and his mother stare at Vernon in horror.